Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Fintan McCarthy won gold for Ireland at the Olympic men's lightweight double sculls. Henry McKean is with me live from Skibbereen today, where I'm sure the Cork people are celebrating, Henry.
Andrea, the rain was pouring down, but it didn't dampen spirits here in Skibbereen. A huge crowd came out to the local town hall for the Skibbereen Arts Festival, and they broke out of the arts and into rowing to watch this race live. Obviously, Paul O'Donovan becomes the first ever Irish Olympian to medal at three games after he and Fintan McCarthy won in the lightweight double sculls final. And remember, silver in 2016 in Rio. I came down to Skip then. Massive celebrations, pool like a dog. And then COVID year, 2021 at Tokyo, gold. And then gold again in 2024 here in Paris and as well as here in Skip. So just huge celebrations.
So I know you've been talking to people there, Henry. Give us a flavour of the atmosphere you've been soaking up.
Well, just so much pride, and all the shops are just full of bunting, of pull like a dog sign, pictures of, you know, these athletes when they were kids. Just absolutely brilliant. But here are some locals.
I'm Brendan McCarthy, chairman of Skibbereen Arts Festival.
So hosting this event in the town hall, there's so much pride.
Absolutely, yeah. We've shown all the rowing during the week. Our festival is on the same week as the rowing. It's a no-brainer. It's the big theme of our festival this year. And it's just amazing. The town hall is packed here now. It hasn't been packed like this since many a day. It's amazing for the town, yeah.
TJ Ryan, Secretary, Skibbereen Rowing Club.
How proud are you?
Very, very.
And you're beaming, and there is an electric atmosphere. The whole of Skibbereen is just full of bunting. Olympic flags. Some have been up since 2016. Pull like a dog signs. So much pride.
Oh, yeah. It's been building. Like, it's been a fantastic 9 years now. And, like, the lads are going out probably in the last lightweight race, men's race of the Olympics, because it's been abolished after this.
I'm Fergal Keane. I used to work for RT for a very long time, but I gladly finished last year.
And you're here, you're taking in the buzz.
Yeah, we live mostly now down in Baltimore, and we come in here because this is such a huge event for the town. Now, the rowing has taken off so massively. As you can see in the town hall here, hundreds of people jammed out. Great atmosphere, flags everywhere, and it just gives such a lift to everybody.
You can really get a sense, Henry, of the crack and the buzz that's down in Skibbereen at the moment. Who else have you been speaking to?
I also got to speak to members of the Skibbereen Rowing Club.
Hi, Denise Walsh, Skibbereen Rowing Club.
Denise, wow, what a day. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it was super. Between the lads, I suppose all the other Irish teams, but especially like Paul, Fintan and Aoife today, it was really special to watch, yeah.
And Paul making history, medalling in three back-to-back Olympics.
Yeah.
Silver, gold, gold.
I know, it's crazy, actually. We didn't even really think about that. We're just watching their race and so invested in what they're actually doing at this moment and stuff, and just hoping they have the best race possible. But that's obviously exceptional, yeah.
And the thing is, when we take what the Olympics means, it means so much to the locals here. All the shops are full of bunting and good luck signs, leftover pull like a dog signs from 2016.
Everything came out, vintage stuff and everything.
Vintage stuff. But it's the bread and butter, it's the hard work behind the scenes, the daily grind that you're involved in. Is there anyone out there you want to say thank you to?
I suppose, like, as in Dominic, really, I suppose the lads are, you know, he was their coach the whole way up, like, in the Olympiad. Obviously, Teddy coached Paul when he was younger as well. So, like, there's been a lot of people involved within the club. I mean, Sean, your captain's over there. He's been involved the whole time that they're there. Like, there's so many people behind them. And I suppose it's not just the club, it's the community and the town. Like, yeah.
And you've got a whole pop-up shop and everything, selling all the merch. All
yes,
the
get your merch for the
merch.
Homecoming. Get your merch.
Do we have a homecoming date yet?
No, but I'm sure, like, as in no matter what, how they did, we were going to celebrate them coming home anyway. So really exciting. Looking forward to that.
It's incredible. Henry, I've no doubt people and celebrate well into the weekend, but you've been talking to some of their other rowing colleagues, I suppose, and mates on the water.
Yeah, I bumped into this guy outside that merch shop. I wanted to get a bit of merch. I love a bit of merch.
Sean Murn, I'm chairperson of Skibbereen Rowing Club.
Sean, we're at this pop-up shop. You've got everything. You've got lots of merch. How proud is everyone right now after history being made again in the rowing?
Hugely proud. Hugely proud of all our rowers. We got four there at the Olympics. We got Emily Hegarty and Aoife Casey, and then, of course, Paul and Fintan. Someone just said to me that the statistics for Olympians in Skibbereen is 1 in 750, compared to about 35,000 nationally. So we have our fair share of them. Now, just massively proud of them and what they've done.
And history, I mean, especially for Paul, silver, gold, medals in three Olympics on the trot.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a huge commitment and such a level of consistency. I mean, they talk about him pound for pound. He's the best rower in the world. You know, he's not the tallest fella, he's not the heaviest fella, but, you know, pound for pound, he's exceptional rower.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
No, it's an absolutely incredible.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Congrats again to Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. What an incredible achievement.